Okay, Paragraph. Paragraph Mishnah of Shalosh Arotos L'Shvius. We have three lines for Shvius. Kol Shalziko Elibavol Meretz Yisrael. V'ad Kaziv Loi Nechal V'loi Nevat. Okay, what does that mean? There are three lands. Here's the picture. Chalukois Le'inyin Din Shvius. Three different parts of Eretz Yisrael. Kol Shalziko Elibavol Ezra V'siyasoi Kish'olu Mibavol. Ezra and his company, when they ascended from Bavel, working the land, asur b'shvius, him nevda v'godlo, ke avoidas aretz ahi asur b'shvius, him nevda, the land was worked, the godlo, and things grew. Asur lechol me'oison gidulim, you're not allowed to eat from those things. Perush acher v'ikur loynechal le'achar shvius. It may not be eaten after shvius below biur. Okay, so what does mean? Number one, shavoidas haaretz ahi asuros b'shvius. Working the land. Shavoidas haaretz ahi asur b'shvius. Okay, it's also loynechal v'lim nevda. Okay, so you're not allowed to eat it. If you work the land, and I understand, the working of that land, asur b'shvius v'mnevda, the god, if you did work it, god lo also lechol me'osam gedilim. If you did work the land and it grew by it, and it grew. Okay, but that's the ik of v'mnevda. If the land was worked, the god lo also lechol me'osam gedilim. You're not allowed to eat from that produce.
So what's going on here? Shalosh Atzos L'Shvius. There are three lands for Shvius.
Okay, so you see what we write in the picture. This
one, Kulei Eilei Mitzrayim.
So it says over here, Kol Shechziku Eilei Bavel.
Kol Eilei Bavel. And what's the third?
Okay, I don't know. We'll see. First it says, Kol Shechziku Eilei Bavel Meretz Yisrael. Anything that was taken by the Eilei Bavel. Okay, the Eilei Bavel, that's the lower portion of the map. From here to here.
So this is the Eilei Bavel, yeah.
No, that's Eilei Mitzrayim. Eilei Bavel only goes until a little bit higher than the
Kaziv.
Yeah. Okay, so this part, this is Lebanon. All this part is not part of the Eilei Bavel. It's only part of the Eilei Mitzrayim. So it says here, Kol Shechziku Eilei Bavel Me'eretz Yisrael V'ad Kaziv, from Eretz Yisrael until Kaziv, Loi Nechal V'loi Nevat. So he's coming to translate here the words Loi Nechal V'loi Nevat. What do these two words mean? It's a very hard word to translate in the Mishnah. Loi Nechal V'loi Nevat She'avoidas Ha'aretz Ahi Asura B'Shvius. If you work the land, it's also in Shvius. V'im Nevda, if you do work the land, the God law, and something grows, also lechol me'osam gidulim, you're not allowed to eat from those gidulim. Perish achar v'ikar, lo nechal, it may not be eaten, v'achar shvius, after shvius, below biur. Without biur, v'lo nevad b'shvius. Okay, so achila means you can eat it. V'lo biur means... I'm not sure what that means, b'loi beer. You can eat it, but it cannot be b'loi beer without the rules of beer. Beer means you're only allowed to eat it while it's available for the animals in the field. Once it's no longer available for the animals in the field, then it can no longer be eaten. Good? You know what beer is?
Beer is when they take it out.
When it's no longer available, you have to destroy it. When it's no longer available...
Beer is when you take it out of the house, no?
Beer means tobacco. You have to destroy it. It means it has to be... Right.
So it doesn't have to do with the animals.
So it, as long as it's available for the animals, you are allowed to store it in your home. Once it's no longer available for the animals in the field, you are no longer allowed to keep it in your house. So beer basically means the rules of beer. The rules of beer. So it says over here in the Mishnah that until there are two interpretations, according to the first interpretation, you're not allowed to eat, period. If you work the land in the part of the land that is forbidden, you're not lo nechal, the produce is forbidden. According to the second interpretation, it doesn't mean it's forbidden, it means lo nechal la'achar shviyas b'loy bir. V'loy nevad b'shviyas, you may not work the land in trees. Okay, I guess we'll see as we go through more Mishnahs, it'll become clearer what exactly the term bir means. Okay?
Okay,
let's leave it for that. Okay, so here's the next. V'chol shechzikui olim mitzrayim, anything that was taken by the olim mitzrayim, which means from here until here, higher up, that's mikaziv, from kaziv, v'ad hanahor.
It's more land out of Eretz Yisrael.
More land v'ad hanahor, v'ad amono, nechal, avaloi nevad. Can be eaten, but cannot be worked. Okay, so first of all, let's look at the picture. Over here, the picture. So for this picture over here says Amon. Here is Amon. This is from the Oile, the location of the Oile Mitzrayim. This portion can be Nechal, but V'loy Nevat. What does the Rav say? Mikaziv, from Kziv. Here's Kziv all the way until Amon. So what does it say over here in the picture? Mikaziv, the ad Hanahar, the ad Amon, until the river. What's the river? Kziv, Moshe, Klapi, Hatzafoyin, Litzad, Mizrach. It's north. And it is east. Okay, so what do you mean? What does it mean east? East is this side, right? This is the east. This is the west. So what does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? It's the east. Let's see. Kaziv moshe klape hatzafa nilatzad mizrach. V'ritzu yoytzes me'akoi. There's a strip of land that goes from me'akoi. Sheyoshemes biribua. Shal Eretz Yisrael b'miktzoy hatzafoyin. It's in the corner of Eretz Yisrael in the north. B'miktzoy hatzafoyin is mizrach. It's the northeast corner. V'oyser v'tzua m'shuchel klapi tzafoyin. And that strip is drawn towards the north. V'lechas ad kziv. V'tzua acheretz m'shuchel me'akoy klapi mizrach. U'bo ha'nor ha'omor kan. V'ilu ha'shtei v'tzuos kovshum o'le mitzrayim. The Loi Kovshum was not conquered by the Oilei Bavel. Okay, so let's look at the picture. Kaziv. Kaziv, Gvul. So what's the river he's referring to? Yeah. Shalosh Arotzes L'shvius L'fi the Sefer Eretz Chemda. Okay, Gavul. What's this? What is this? Gavul Olei Mitzrayim. Here is the Gavul Olei. Where's the Gavul Olei Mitzrayim? Ah, okay. Hashetach Shenichbash Bepoyel Migvul Parshas Maseh Gavul Surya. Okay, Migvul Parshas Maseh. So this is the Gvul Mitzrayim. This is that. Okay, that's it. Then there's the Gvul above, which is much smaller. Gvul Surya. Here's Surya. David Shetach Shenichbash Chutz the Gvul Parshas Maseh. David Melch conquered this. And then there's Gvul Parshas Maseh Shetach Shehitz. That we permitted to capture, but we never captured. This area was never captured, it says. Never. Alright? So I'm not really exactly sure what it means over here. Let's see the pictures. Lo Nevat. What does it mean, Lo Nevat? Also, La Avoides Adam B'Shvis. Now that I worked the lane. Okay, let's push it. Nechal Avlo Nevat. Bigvul Oli Mitzrayim Avodas Akark Asura. Now that I work the land, Avoloi Noheges Bepri Mitzvahs Bir. Okay, so it's Nechal Avoloi Nevat. You're not allowed to work the land, but you're allowed to eat the fruit. Bigvul Oli Mitzrayim Avodas Akark Asura. You're not allowed to work the land. Avoloi Noheges Bepri Mitzvahs Bir. Does not apply the rules of beer. Okay, so you're allowed to eat the fruit. Is that clear? You're simply very, very tired.
No. I'm not tired. Just don't understand anything that's going on.
What's the other thing that's going on?
So far, nothing is clear. Nothing is clear.
Okay, let's see the Norvi
Ad. It's like the hardest stuff we ever learned in our life.
No, it's not. It's not so hard. Hanorvi Ad Emunim. Kiziv Moshech klapi hatzofen litzad mizrach. Okay, here's Ksiv. Okay, Ksiv is up over here. It's on the east side.
It's on the north side.
It's on the north side, but it's also on the east. Now, what
north
do you mean? I thought this is the northwest, right?
Eastern.
Okay, you want to go learn Dikam Farshim? Let's take it. That's the previous mission. That was the previous mission. That was the previous mission.
Of Shalosh
Aratzos. Zihuyim Mishonim Yesh Zih. What does that mean? Zihuyim Shonim. Different terms. Yesh no mekamas el gvulus hamuskarvas mishna kol halon. Harav perish of Ziv Yaakov mitzvim b'tzaf mizrach. The Rav says that Kziv is located in the northeast. Shekziv Yaakov mitzvim b'tzaf mizrach eritzov. Mitzu yotze miyakov. Is there a strip of land that goes after Yaakov? Where's Yaakov? Here's Yaakov. Here it is. Here's Yaakov. Tzafayna. Look, Ziv. You go from Yaakov to Kziv. There is a road. There's a road that goes from Yaakov to Kziv. Uritzuna sevis m'akol l'klav mizrach uboha nor hakavon l'nahar hamitzri. There's a nohar, the nor mitzri, the mizrach eretz shol. Shteiritzus il nechmoshoi de ele mitzrayim bilvat. Hatois v'siyamtiv mar b'lahakdros al shidas haraf v'ikur hikshal ma'ingin akko l'mishna seinu. What in the world is Akko doing here in the Mishnah? Why does the Rav need to mention this city called Akko? The second question Tosfos Yontif asks is that what he's saying is not true. What do you mean on the east? What are you talking about the east? It's on the north. Where do you get the east? Where does the east come into the picture over here? HaBeistavit Mivardasarav, the Beistavit. You hear the Beistavit? He's Vardasarav, Shabizman HaMishneh, Hoya Eretz Shal Akoy Ukziv, Neisafim Litzad Mizrach. That during the time of the Mishnah, Akoy and Kziv Neisafim were added to the east. Now, what does that mean exactly? I know what that means. Noisafim. Akko yukziv noisafim litzad mizrach. We're added to the east. I don't know what that means. Hachazoinish, mevar, perisharav, shayzer ritzu mechaziv lenahar. There was a strip of land from Kziv, lenahar, to the river. Here's the river. Kamin gam. Like an L.
This is the
R. Is that the Nor? Like an L. Kamin gam.
L.
Okay. Shoyt Ritzua Mikaziv Lenohar Kimin Gam Ois Yivonis Shetzuros El. Biktse Hatzafoni on the edge, on the northern edge. Biktse Hatzafoni Kziv. Biktse at the northern edge was Kziv. And Biktse HaMizrachi on the east, Hanohar, is the river. And in the middle is Akko. Okay, so you go from Kziv to the Nahar, it's an L. On the east is the river. On the north part is Kziv. And in the middle somewhere is Akko. Uve Emtsa is Akko. Uve Oimroim v'Kziv Yano Nahar. And when it says in the Raf that from Kziv until the Nahar, Kavanosoi Derech Sivuv Akko. You go from Kziv to the Nor, I have to pass through Akko. Old Perish, Chod it's an Eretz Shel V'Yad Kziv Hu B'Derech Klal. This that it says in Eretz Shel V'Eretz Shel Until Kziv Zerech Klal. Aviyish Kan Ritzu Asher Me'Akko, but there's another strip of land, Asher Me'Akko from Akko. Asher Me'Akko L'Kziv. That takes you from Akko L'Kziv. Shelo Kibishave, Oile Bavel, Vedina Kimikazivul Halan. I don't know what that means. Alright, let's leave it with that. Let's just leave what it says over here on the Rav. Rav over here says, from the Arbat Amunim, Kiziv Moshuch Klape Hatzafin, Litzad Mizrach, to the east. Ritzu Yotze Miakoy, Sheyashavis, Birbua Shal Eritushal, Birbua, in the corner of Tushal, the Mikzuat Safinis Mizrachis, Yotze Ritzu Moshuch Klape Hatzafin, Balechas at Kziv. We're Tzu Acheretz Meshucha Mi'Akoy from Akoy. is Meshucha Me'akoi, Klapi Mizrach, Uboha Nor Ha'omor Khan, that's the Nor, V'ilu V'ilu Shteh Ritzuos, and the Shteh Ritzuos Kavshum Oilei Mitzrayim, V'loi Kavshum Oilei Bavel. Okay, whatever that means. V'yat Emunim, what is Emunim? Emunim, over here, the picture is over here, all the way up over there on top. Hu Ha Hu Hor Ha Hor, Emunim is Hor Hor. Where's Hor Hor? Here in this picture we have over here, Hor Hor Hahor. Can you see it? Hor Hahor was buried. Okay, that's Hor Hahor. The Adamunim, Hu Hor Hor.
Jordan.
Hu Hor Hor Akosuf. So it's not Transjordan, it's in Lebanon. So it says in the map. Okay. V'yadamunim hu hor hor akos b'gvulos haaretz b'parashos eilam haseim tisso'u lochem hor hor. You should turn. You should turn to you to hor hor mitar geminim yushalmi turei emunim, the mountains of emunim v'hu b'tzvoyne shaleret yitzsholet zan marav, towards the west eitzel hayom hagadol. The marav? What are you talking about, the marav? As Eretz Yisrael, this is the north, and this is the west. Why is it called here? So the Eretz Hayom Hagadol. Fine. The Gam Zu Loi Kavshu Eli Bavel. It was not conquered by Eli Bavel. Therefore, Nechal Achare HaBeur. It can be eaten after Beur. Will Idach Lishna Im Neva B'Shvius V'In Shvius Nechal Nechal. And according to Ilosh Nechal Im Nechal B'Shvius Nechal, the Kedusha Rishon Kedushat L'Shat V'Loi Kedushal Yasulavo. Voloi neva, the inavoida hechmul esav ibanan, but inal du avoida kuz osam midrabanan. Okay, now next. Minahor umi amunim ulvulufnim. What does that mean from the river? And from amunim ulufnim, necho venevat. Kach kosov bechol hasfarim, utve havenecha ihavi garsin ulchutz. Viev shlefarish bedoichik minahor vulufnim. Mitchila sanahar v'lefnim l'tzad hanorah hachutz l'aretz v'chein mitchila s'tori amunim l'lefnim l'viatzad kori l'lefnim. That can be eaten never. Okay, so that's the whole first Mishnah. Tzchaz the Mishnah. Got it?
No.
Okay, so here it goes. Shalosh aratzos l'shvius. There are three lands with regard to shvius. There's going to be a land that is also to do two things. You're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to work. Then there's going to be a section that you are allowed to eat, but you are not allowed to work. And then there is a section where you're allowed to eat and you are allowed to work.
Can you repeat that again? There's three sections.
There are three sections. Section number one, you're not allowed to eat and you are not allowed to work.
Eat and work.
Eat and work. Both are awesome. Now, eat and work. Section number two, you're allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to work. Lakewood. And then there's a place where you're allowed to eat and work. Flatbush. Okay.
What's the first place?
The place where you're not allowed to work? Gan Eden. There's no eating. No achilu, no shsia, tzadikim yoishem, v'atar esembe Hashem, v'nerem yizit v'ashkina. There's no eating. No one's driving cars, no one's going to swimming pools.
Restaurants.
No restaurants. Okay, shalosh aratzas lashvius. There are three lands for shvius. Number one is kol shechziku eli bavel. Anything which is taking possession of the eli bavel, me eretz yisrael, which includes eretz yisrael, the ad kiziv until kiziv loy nechol v'loy neavot. You're not allowed to eat the fruits after the zman biur, and you're not allowed to work the land. It has the full sanctity, kedusha shni kitchel shaita v'kitchel osalava. The chol shechzigu olei mitzrayim, which means mikiziv, from kiziv v'ad hanahar v'ad amona, which means lower than the mountain kiziv. Now I don't really know. I'm not going to translate because we don't know. Until they're from kiziv, until the river, until amuna, which it's not clear what this means. Here's kiziv. And there's some until there's a munim which is hor hahor, and there's some, it's not clear. We're not going to figure out what it means. So we're not going to, obviously it's very confusing what it means. It's a second piece of land. So this, v'chol shechziku olei mitzrayim, which means mikiziv, from Kiziv, all the way basically until Amunah, which is Har Hahar Mikiziv, Ele Mitzrayim Mikiziv, Viad Hanahar, Viad Amona, until the river, until Amona, which goes all the way until Amona, Nechol, you're allowed to eat past the Zman Bior, but Midrabanan Avaloi Nevad. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to work the land because of the Chumra of Shvius.
Why are you allowed to eat, but you...
Because Mikar, then you're allowed to eat yellow work also, because there's no Kedusha. It was only a God Kedusha from the time of the Bayis Rishon. Kitsha, Kedusha, Shana, Kitsha, Shaita, Vik, Veloi, Kitsha, Osilova. After the Bayis was Chorav, the Kedusha was bottle. So the Zman Hazeh, there's no prohibition. Mikar, then you're allowed to eat and you're allowed to work the land. But because once upon a time this area did have Kedusha, we're Machmir, and we don't eat there, we don't work the land there. Even though Mikar, then you're allowed to work the land there. It's only the Rabbanan. Nechol avoloi nevad. You can eat, but you can have a lot of work. Good? And then there is section 3. Section 3 is land which has no kedusha. Lower than the river, all the way up over here and all the way down. Min hanahar, lower than the land. U me'amana, the lefnim. From the river or amana, the lefnim means above the river, above amana, or below the river, that's mamash mitzrayim. That part is mutar, nechol the nevad. Everything goes. Because that land does not have any kedusha at all. Good? What's the chaz mishnah again? Okay, there are three lands. Shalosh, arotzos, lashvis. There are three lands in regard to loads of shvis. Number one is kol shechzikul oli bavel. Anything that was conquered by the oli bavel, which includes what? Kol shechzikul oli bavel, which includes the Eretz Yisrael, viad kiziv, until kiziv. Okay. So then, in other words, that's full kedusha. Full kedusha, loy nechol v'loy nevad. The chol shechzikui oli mitzrayim, which means higher up, which means mikiziv viad hanahar, viad amona, this region, whichever this region is, nechol can be eaten after the zman bibur avloy nevad. Why not midrabanan? Because this had kedusha originally.
You can eat, but you
work the land. But min hanahar umeamana the lefnim, but anywhere that is lower than the river or anywhere that is higher than amana, nechal the nevar, which is further out, nechal the nevar, you can do anything you want and you can work because this area has no kedusha whatsoever. Okay? Three different lands. Okay, we're finished. Mishnah base. It's wait very